time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Farron City Mayor Adele Justice. I'd like to touch base with her and find out kind of what's going on and what's new and all kinds of great spring type things are getting ready to happen. We're still waiting for spring to happen, but all sorts of spring type things are going to be going on here within the next few weeks over there in Farron. So we brought her in to talk about it. Mayor Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's jump right in. And first, I always like to start these off with, how are things going in Farron right now?
Things are going well here in Farron. I think most of us are a little bit anxious to see spring finally come and come without snow. But we're grateful for the snow that we've got this year and certainly going to help our lawns and gardens look good this summer.
And, you know, we were just discussing before we came on the air the fact of, you know, mill site was actually in pretty good shape last fall, should remain in pretty good shape headed into the spring and summer months, I would think. You tell me.
I think so. And we're kind of anxious to see the spillway still again at mill site. Hasn't done that for a few years due to the dam project. So we have a new spillway, and we're anxious to see that water come flowing over this year.
All right. Well, let's kick things off for the month of April, on the 1st of April, actually, and this is not April Fool's. You're going to have a big Easter party in Farron.
Yeah, no fooling here at all. We are going to have our Easter celebration on April 1st at 12:30 at the Mayor's Park. Our youth council has planned some fun activities like sidewalks, painting, cake cup walk, egg races, just fun fish pond games, fun games for the kids. There's also going to be the Easter Bunny there to hand out treats, and they'll also serve lunch. So it'll be a great time for families just to come out and take a few minutes to celebrate Easter with us.
If nothing else, we will the springtime weather, right? We'll make it happen on the 1st.
Rain, snow, cold, or heat, we are celebrating on the 1st of April.
Doesn't matter. That'll show them.
Doesn't matter. We're going to be there, and we're going to celebrate.
And then another day that's coming up in April, and it's kind of actually a cool community service type day as well. Arbor Day is going to be on the 15th. What have you guys got planned over there for that?
So Farron City has celebrated Arbor Day for more than 20 years consecutively. It is just usually a small event, but we have a great time. We have an arborist, John Healy, who does a great job in planning these events and getting trees lined up for us. So this year we're going to have our celebration on the 15th of April. We'll meet at the fairgrounds at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll replace a few trees in the fairgrounds park that need to be replaced. We'll also go up to the cemetery, and then we'll have a cleanup day at the golf course in conjunction with our Arbor Day. We love trees in Farron, and we love learning how to plant and take care of those trees and get them to grow. And so it's just a great time for families to come out and learn about trees, learn about how to prune them and take care of them and plant them. It's always a fun event. It doesn't last very long, usually a couple of hours on a Saturday morning, so it's a good way to celebrate. We also have, in conjunction with that, a poster contest. So this year's theme is Living with the Trees, and kids can pick up entry forms at the City Hall, and winners will get some prizes and maybe even a tree or two. We'll see. So it's great experience for the kids, and something that we just love to do every single year.
Great day to get out and have some fun and be outdoors and get some fresh air and do all that is on Arbor Day. All right, let's talk about the Adventure Hub Park. You said things are going, but you know, you're trying to get through the elements just like everybody else is when it comes to construction.
Oh, we are. You know, this has been a project that's been in the works for a little over 4 years. We just had some stumbling blocks along the way, and now it's finally happening. We have construction crew there working on it, and it's so awesome to see this finally happening. should be done in a couple of months' time. So we're hoping by the 1st of May, it's completed and ready for the public to use. It's going to be a nice little addition to our fairgrounds. So we'll have a play area and a little walking path, so you can get out and just walk on the path, or the kids can play. We'll have boulders and kind of more natural playground equipment there. There will be picnic tables and places for families to just sit down and have a lunch. And our Adventure Hub Park really is going to tie trails in our city together. So in the future, we'd like to see a trail that would go from the park up to Mill Site, and one that would maybe go out to the desert. And it will have information there as well that people coming to ride trails on their ATVs will be able to get information they need on places that they can go. So we're excited to see this finally happening, and we hope that it's a great place for the citizens of Saran and for those who just visit.
It's always good when you can get out there and have just a great kind of a gathering community spot there. So we're looking forward to that one coming up. Another thing that's progressing as far as construction is the dollar store. You want to talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, we're excited to get a new store in Saran. We haven't had a brand new store for a while, and so we're excited to see this dollar store come in. The building's up. We have windows and doors, and they're working on some landscaping outside, and I don't know the exact date that it will be open, but I'm sure it won't be too much longer, and we'll be able to enjoy that as well. That's another project that's been a long time coming, and we're just excited to see that addition to Farron.
Very, very good. All right, before we get out of here, Mayor, let's talk about city cleanup throughout the month of April. Farron City does something for the citizens. What do they do, and where can they find all these things?
So we traditionally have large roll-off dumpsters placed in certain areas throughout the city. If you live in Farron or have lived here a while, you'll know where those are because they're traditionally in the same spots every year. But we'll have dumpsters, and we encourage our citizens to just use those dumpsters and get their yards cleaned up from the winter months and help us get the city looking like it should be. And anybody that has information on where those dumpsters are, they can go ahead and contact the city hall, and the gals will be happy to help them out and help them locate those dumpsters. But they should be in place throughout the month of April to help us get in the cleaning mood, I guess.
Keep an eye out there. They'll be there. Won't be long. Mayor, we'll be talking about, you know, summer months and great things that go on in Farron. And I know on the back burner over there, you're already talking about Peach Days, so you can't hide from anybody. It's going to be a fun year, and the weather's going to turn eventually. We will get spring, and that will lead to summer. Mayor Adele Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us all about Farron City. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. I love talking about Farron. So
it's always a good day when you can talk about Farron, right?
That's right.
All right. Take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.